Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. Please email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. We're a different kind of show, and you'll find out why. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, where all the apps I love. Tune in, Sports Byline, Sports Map. For an American Forces Radio, and gals and guys, you stay healthy. Heard on many radio stations, including KBG 1400 in Las Vegas, KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas, Nevada. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, will be with us. Art Source, former kicker for the Rams, will be with us. Our guest, Dan Schlossberger, has written a most interesting book, Home Run King, the remarkable Henry Aaron. We'll talk about that with Dan and a few right here on Sports Overnight America. So much to talk about, but I want to go back to last week. Harrison Butker, the kicker for, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs, spoke at a graduation of a Catholic school, and he said many, many things. He talked about women. He talked about men. He talked about relationships, talked about politics. He talked about religion again. And with what's going on in Gaza and Israel, I don't know if the timing's exactly right. He's totally entitled to his freedom of speech. Sometimes you just have to think a little bit, I do believe. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So this week, for about the 50th time, I watched a basketball movie entitled Blue Chips. Nick Nolte was a star. Penny Hardaway was in it. Shaq was in it. And the story basically is, a West Coast school, most likely UCLA, had a couple of bad seasons. So the boosters went out and they spent thousands of dollars to get the best talent onto campus. And they gave Penny Hardaway's mom a home and a new job, and they gave Shaq a new car and whatever. The point is, 30 years from now, 50 years from now, nobody's going to even understand that that's the way it used to be. Now, of course, with the NIL nonsense, quarterbacks can make $7 million above board. What should have happened 4 years ago, Mark Emmert and the NCAA should have said, okay, we're going to give $30,000 to every scholarship athlete. End of story. Quarterback gets it. 85th guy in the football roster gets it. End of story. Instead of passing the buck, opening up the transfer portal and opening up NIL, which to me has taken away the fun, much of the fun out of watching collegiate sports. Love your thoughts, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. And the Olympics, not far away. Is it safe to have them? Besides the fact that the Seine River, now totally dirty with feces. But beyond that, with what's going on in this world warfare-wise, you think the Olympics are safe? sportsfred@aol.com. Back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
This is sponsored by Burger King. Burger King is turning 70 on June 1st and wants to celebrate with you. In honor of this milestone birthday, have it your way with sweet deals for members of the free Burger King loyalty program, Royal Perks. Members will have access to 7 days of daily exclusive digital offers like a free hamburger and free original chicken sandwich with purchases of 70 cents or more, beginning on May 28th and running through June 3rd. Among the digital deals, Royal Perks members can enjoy a medium, ice-cold Coca-Cola soft drink for free with a purchase of 70 cents or more on Thursday, May 30th. Royal Perks members can also celebrate with a $6 birthday meal featuring a flame-grilled Whopper Jr., small fries, small soft drink, and the all-new birthday pie slice for just $6. To learn more about all of the BK birthday offers and to get in on the party, including playing an exclusive game on the BK app, download the Burger King app and sign up for Royal Perks today. Price and participation vary. U.S. only. Terms apply. See bk.com/terms.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Art Source with us of Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. Our guest will be Dan Schlossberg. And, of course, he's written Home Run King. And, of course, Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, with us. I want to talk about something to me that's, it's very interesting, to, in my opinion. Harrison Butker's comments, the folks, the kicker, of course, for the Kansas City Chiefs. 8 years. He's very religious and a Catholic graduation of a school last week. And he makes a lot of comments about religion, makes a lot of comments about men, women, relationships, politics, whatever. Art, we'll start with you. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they say he's entitled to his opinion. I say he's entitled to his opinion. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with you, Fred. And I guess if it's really bad to marry a woman you love and want to raise kids and follow the Ten Commandments and some of the great, you know, people in history, I guess it shows a little bit about a society we live in now. Because if you're going to be intolerant of a person doing the right things, even though he has, you know, beliefs in procreation and, you know, I'm sure the abortion issue comes in there somewhere. But it's just a person's opinion. And I kind of have a little pride for Andy Reid standing up and saying, look, I think a man should be able to express himself. I don't think he was hurting anybody else by saying what he believed. And I think more people should probably, you know, think about possibly, you know, letting themselves be okay with believing something that's different from other people without infringing on other people's rights. Let's put it
that way. Let me ask you this, though. Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Kelsey, wouldn't it have been better if they had said the following words at the end? He's entitled to anything he believes. I don't necessarily agree with everything he says. Wouldn't that have been a little bit better?
Well, that's how I just basically expressed it. I mean, you know, the great thing about this country is we all have different expressions, different views, different thoughts on liberties. And that's what makes the freedom of the American experiment such a great thing. You know, we don't always have to agree with everything that other people think, but we should respect their opinions, I believe. Yeah. And that's just something that I've always been taught, because I really believe that the part of being intelligent is understanding all those different sides of different, you know, whatever they are, controversies, or as the British say, controversies. But, you know, that's basically how I see it, Fred. And, you know, I think a man ought to be able to express himself. I think nowadays, I think you better pick your battles, though, a little bit better with what's going on in the world.
Mark, you're very, very religious. What do you make out of what Harrison Butker said?
Well, I think you gotta use a little tact, but I think if he believes in it, you know, everybody's got their own way of dealing. I don't try to change people's religion. I try to understand it, but you know what? I'm firmly set what I believe in. I mean, the first thing I think of is Kyrie Irving standing up to the shot. He didn't want no part of it. He kind of basically said, and you know, he got ridiculed and everything, but you know, that's his prerogative.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, you know, too, and, Mark.
Huh?
Aaron Rodgers as well.
Yeah, and I think when people go, well, you know, you should do this and you should do that, well, people that smoke and people that drink, it's bad for you too, but nobody says anything about that because maybe that's a moneymaker. But I just think in the whole generalization, he can have his views, you know, and I think people focus so much more on what he said, more so than a guy that had 6502 and it has assault charges and he's still on your football team, you know, to a certain extent.
Mark, all I'm saying is that this time in history, 2024, so much is going on. When he makes comments about religion, we got going on in Gaza and Israel and whatever the case might be, I can just see dangers ahead.
Fred, let me ask you a question straight up, and this is important. What is with this anti-Semitism in America right now? Where is this emanating from? Is it something that's being taught in the elementary schools, in the junior high schools? Because I had never in my wildest imagination, and I do understand there's people that are, you know, coming onto the campuses and also facilitating some of these problems. But did you ever really think that in major universities like Columbia and UCLA and Harvard and places like this, USC, that this would actually take place?
Yes, because I was brought up by my grandmother and my mom, and my grandmother and my grandfather on my mother's side left the Ukraine because of the pogroms against the Jews. So in answer to your question, yes, it's always been right here. My very first day, I think I said this on the air, my very first day in Culver City, California, which is considered a liberal, make all the movies, a kind of city, mm-hmm. and everything else. First day, we're playing Foursquare. Folks, if you didn't play Foursquare, you're not 60 or 126 like Artie is. But anyway, Foursquare is a little game where you play with a volleyball and there's four squares. Anyways, I got into an argument. He got into an argument with me. Stuart Williams was his name. He pulled off my mezuzah. I was wearing a mezuzah. And he said, go back to Jewish land. That day forward, I wanted to be the best athlete I could be. And that's why I could have played basketball at the University of Arizona, all because of that. So I've always known it's just beneath the surface. It doesn't take much. And if it's a close fight, look, Germany was considered the most educated country in Europe in 1933 when Hitler took over. Mm-hmm. If it can happen in Germany, believe me, it can happen in this country. We're not educated. So folks, agree, disagree. It's something that's important to me. And Harrison Butker, again, he's entitled to whatever he wanted to say. I just think the timing is off. And email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Something else, I think the timing might be off, the Olympics. Artie, to me, the Olympics were the greatest thing in my sports world growing up. I never missed an Olympics. I watched every minute of television at it. I did reporting for the Olympics in 1984 when they were here with Pete Arbogast and Hal Upplinger and whatever. I don't think it's necessarily safe, Olympic Games coming in July. Art, tell me what you think.
Well, Paris in 24, you know, we're only about 2 months away from it. You know, all I can do is pray. I go back to 1964 when my dad took me to the 64 Olympics. And I actually watched Bullet Bob Hayes run with a black Casio watch on his wrist and break the all-time record in the 100 meters. The Olympics was something special for many, many years, Fred. And nothing against the money, but it reminds me of the same path college football is on and college basketball now. They're going down this anti-amateur, you know, track, and they're paying everybody. But, you know, what made the Olympics special to me was these guys worked their butts off, and women worked their butts off for one performance, one time, for however long it took. That's what made the excitement, the enhancement, the incredible thing that made the Olympics so special. And they became heroes. I mean, I got to meet some really great Olympians. Bob Mathias used to come into CIF Sports Magazine. I got to meet Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner. A story for another time. But seriously, I mean, the greats that came out of it. And then, of course, we lived through what happened, you know, in Munich in 72. We saw, you know, the beginning of the Black Power movement in 68 in Mexico City. It seemed like politics started to get involved in it. And I am very, very concerned for the same reasons you are, Fred, with Paris and the Olympics of this year.
Yeah. Mark, I don't know if you've been an Olympic fan as long as Artie and Fred has, but what do you think? Is it safe for the athletes to be there, safe for the fans, or can something go totally berserk?
Well, I always tell my wife this one, if I'm going to go to any foreign country to visit, I'm doing Canada. I'm not doing Italy. I'm not doing anything else. I'm doing Canada. But, yeah, you look at that, you don't know what could happen in anything. But, you know, Artie brings up some great points here. You know, it just seems like the things we kind of grew up with are kind of, you're looking down the cliff and trying to figure out where it all went. Concerts back then that we grew up with, values, just everything in general. And when you look at today's society, you kind of think, well, accountability's gone. Communication's definitely gone. Honesty could be gone to a certain extent. Integrity could be gone. I mean, it's just, you try to,
do you remember, these Mark, are words. Do you remember your grandma saying to you, honey, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
You know, those are kind of things that I remember my grandparents talking to us about, and always talking about respecting the other person.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and play some Barron sports trivia, and we'll find out if 126-year-old Art Source can answer these questions. And Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, can answer these questions. Later, Dan Schlossberg, the author of Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron. It's a book that you got to pick up, folks. It has meant a whole lot to a lot of people. It's got baseball history all over it. And come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. This is Sports Overnight America. Later, Dan Schlossberg, home run king. Remarkable record of Hank Aaron. But right now, it's Barron Sports Trivia, started by my cousins Lisa and Andy Barron. And Art Source at 126 years of age, late night for you. And you take a legal medicinal product almost every week. What are you taking this evening to get these questions right?
Well, the first thing I'm taking is Casa Azul Tequila, followed very closely by Prevagen, which improves memory. This is the professional formula, brand new, you guys. Five times more powerful than the regular Prevagen. Wow. And, of course, we're up late at night, so we have to have the alchemist's view of the awaken, which is a nootropic that also helps you get a little bit of, it keeps you from having shut eye when you get to be my age.
All right, Mark Mancini, are you ready for Barron Sports Trivia?
Yeah.
Most appearances in the history of MLB by a reliever. Who might that have been?
Most Mike Marshall, 1974, 104.
Career. Most appearances in a career by a major league reliever. Who might that have been?
Who was the old Cardinal that was the great closer?
Yeah, Bruce Sutter. No, it was Dennis Eckersley.
How about the guy from the Cubs? Lee Smith, maybe? Think he could be in there?
Is maybe I'm right.
Gonna, I'm gonna go. I got.
Well, let me just say.
Go ahead,
Marky.
I'm gonna go Bruce Sutter.
Bruce Sutter. This guy had 1,254 appearances in a 24-year major league career.
Oh, Mariano.
Mariano. Is it really Mariano? I was gonna go with Eckersley.
I think it's Mariano.
So, Fred, who is it?
Well,
give us a hint.
I think you ought to take some more Prevagen this evening. The answer is Jesse Orozco.
Jesse Orozco, Kirk Gibson's best friend.
1,254 appearances in his fine major league career.
How many blown saves?
Kirk Gibson and him kind of rekindled in spring training.
You know what? I'd have been
Were you
here
there,
all
Fred?
Night. I'd have been here all night with the Jesse Orozco because that was not on the schedule for me.
Fred, were you there? Were you doing Dodger Radio when Orozco and Gibson got in it in spring training? Oh wow!
That was fun. That was fun to talk about.
I was all there right, when Garvey and Sutton did it.
That was in New York.
Hey, by the way, you just mentioned Steve Garvey. In our last show, we discussed the fact that he had 123 home runs with runners on base for the all-time L.A. Dodger record. His first wife, Sydney, anybody know who she was with for about 10 years right after Steve Garvey? This is really interesting.
Oh, I forgot,
broadcaster, wasn't it?
I forgot
was it
to
Jim
mention
Lampley?
It last time.
Who? It was an Jim agent.
Lampley? Was it Jim Lampley or?
No, it wasn't Lampley. It was.
Come on.
I know she was on ABC. Right. Good Morning. She was on Good Morning America or something, right? Good Day LA or.
She was on
something.
That, yeah. But how about Marvin Hamlisch?
Wow,
for like a
right.
for like a decade. I forgot to mention that last week. I don't know if they got married, but for about a decade.
Well, let me tell you, Fred, being a Dodger fan, from the day Garvey got out of Los Angeles till Freddie Freeman came there, it's been an albatross, the guys trying to fill that position.
Greg Brock, let's go, baby. Eric Karros, Greg let's Brock. Go, baby.
All right, I'll throw you guys a question. Artie, this is on Barron Sports Trivia.
There you go.
What was the last club that Ron Say played on in the major leagues?
Seattle Mariners.
Oakland.
Seattle Mariners. Why Seattle?
Because I think he went to Washington State.
Oakland A's.
Well, we have an aberration here, folks. Artie's wrong and Mark's right. It is
the
Oakland A's right here on Sports
Oakland
Overnight
A's.
America.
Mario!
Of course, Ron went to the Cubs, and then his last year or two, he was with the Oakland A's. How did you know that?
I followed him pretty good. You know, he lives out here in Woodland Hills still. And, I liked him when he went to the Cubs. And then, he went to the A's. I remember that.
The more underrated third baseman in Major League Baseball history, I got to say that.
I'll tell you right now, if the A's manager doesn't get the manager of the year right now, something's wrong.
All right. Mark Kotze, the A's
Kotze.
Manager. Yeah. Okay. This is for Mark now. Mark's on a hot streak. Most appearances at third base in the history of Major League Baseball. Who might that have been?
Brooks Robinson.
Brooks Robinson, who just passed away a few months ago.
Yeah.
Great defensive guy. You think he's the all-time record?
I think he might be. You could probably throw Craig Nettles in there. You could probably throw Mike Schmidt in there. I'm going to hold on to Brooks.
You only have one guess.
Brooks Robinson.
Brooks Robinson of the Orioles.
Yeah.
Art, you live next to the Baltimore Orioles. You're very close to – what do you think? Is it Brooks Robinson?
You know, I'm going to go with Dan Schlossberg on this one. He mentioned him, you know, in the show earlier. Eddie Matthews.
Eddie Matthews. Milwaukee and the Atlanta Braves. Well, another aberration here on Sports Overnight America.
Oh!
Artie's wrong and Mark is right. Mark,
I'm cutting off the shipment. That's it for you.
Mark, how much Prevagen are you taking tonight?
Jackie's moving in.
I think it's fantastic. All right.
Oh,
I love this question, if I have to say so myself. Artie, it's for you. Ready?
Okay.
Only player who played in both a regular season perfect game and a World Series perfect game. Only player in history of baseball who played in both a regular season perfect game and a World Series perfect game.
Well, so it had to either be a Yankee or a Brooklyn Dodger or a Dodger and a Yankee, because Don Larson is going to be part of this question. Oh, boy. So it would – let's see. You have your all-time heroes in right field for both those games. I'm going to go with the man from Fallbrook, your favorite all-time player, Fred, and that's my call.
Edwin Duke Snyder, you're saying?
Yes, sir.
I saw this guy throw a perfect game, and I'm trying to think if he was a part of it with the Orioles in the heyday, if they threw any. I'm going to go Dennis Martinez.
All right, let me give you a hint. A lot of people thought he was going to become the Dodger manager once Walter Alston retired.
Junior Gilliam.
Junior Gilliam is correct, right on the button.
Wow.
I'll never forget this. I think I mentioned this story 100 times. 1976, I'm the driver in Southern California for Senator Gene McCarthy when he's running for president for the second time. And he was a big baseball guy. And, of course, he knew Walter Alston with the Dodgers having the St. Paul franchise in the minor league. So he was close to Alston. So we opened the door, and Junior Gilliam is the first guy that I see. And I say, Gene McCarthy for Walt Alston. And Junior says, Skip, it's Gene McCarthy. And they hugged and talked for about 15 or 20 minutes, and something I'll never forget. And I'll always believe this, and you know, I'm not a doctor. Junior Gilliam died very soon after Tommy Lasorda became the manager.
Broken heart, Fred.
I don't know if you believe in broken hearts can kill you, but what do you think, Art?
I actually do. I remember when he was an assistant coach with the Angels, when Bill Rigney was involved with the Angels. And I got to meet Junior Gilliam a couple of times. They used to play the University of California Irvine Anteaters in a little preseason game. And Junior Gilliam was a class act, you guys. And I really believe the Dodgers, you know, nothing against Tommy Lasorda, nothing against, you know, what Buzzy Bavasi and Al Campanis wanted to do. That was their decision. But I think somewhere along the line, somebody in Major League Baseball should have picked up the void and given Junior Gilliam a chance to manage a baseball team. And
well,
I've even talked to Frank Robinson about that, and he agreed as well.
Well, I think, you know, not being a Dodger fan, but, you know, when I looked at Tommy Lasorda, you know, he just did so much from the outside, bringing people in, the movie stars in the L.A. and stuff like that. He kind of reminded me of the Chuck Tanner type.
Do you remember the sign that Jerry Royce put up in the Vero Beach clubhouse?
Please, no, I remember when Lasorda got the Philly Fanatic.
Please don't feed the manager.
Right.
It says, please don't feed the manager. And Tommy came storming out of there. And he looks at Garvey. He looks at Monday. He looks at all these guys. And they're all like, didn't do it, Skip. And Jerry Royce is over in the corner, right? And he looks over. He goes, that son of a.
I remember when Lasorda got the Philly Fanatic kicked out of the game. And there was a lot of swearing going on in that one.
All right, we're going to come back and talk to Dan Schlossberg, home run king, remarkable record of Hank Aaron, all straight away on Sports Overnight.
Set your alarm. Memorial Day doorbusters are here at Lowe's. Save big on a Master Forge 3-burner gas grill for just $99. Plus, save over $500 on a Whirlpool top load laundry pair, now only $896. Beat the rush for these limited time deals before they're gone. Because Lowe's knows summer savings. Valid through 5/27. Appliance offer valid on items 782472 and 670009. Price includes all discounts while supplies last.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Wireless connectivity is crucial for Americans. Smartphone technology, network speeds, and mobile services are key. But many people don't realize there's major value to be found in added customer benefits. T-Mobile is putting customers first with a new customer appreciation program. Experience VIP treatment with T-Mobile's Magenta status. New one-of-a-kind deals and experiences on nationally loved brands like hotels, rental cars, concerts, movie tickets, and more. Plus, discounts and freebies every week from T-Mobile, all at no extra cost. For T-Mobile, Cassie Slane.
With Magenta status, T-Mobile customers can now get sweet perks like 15% off across Hilton's 22 leading hotel brands worldwide and upgrades to Hilton Honor Silver. Free fuel top-off at Dollar or recharge at Hertz when returning your rental. $5 movie tickets every month and 25% off some of the hottest shows of the year.
Magenta status gives customers over $1,500 a year in extra value, all for just being T-Mobile customers. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank God. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans for $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Huh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh. I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Aww.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Hey, well, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And our special guest, Dan Schlossberg, home run king, the remarkable record of Hank Aaron. We've had Dan on many times. He's a Braves fan. He's an Aaron fan. Welcome to the show, Dan Schlossberg.
Thank you, Fred. Great to be back with you.
So you've always been a Henry Aaron guy, have you not?
I have, since 1957, when he was with the Milwaukee Braves.
You write in this book, and folks, it's a book you got to read. It's a lot of history of Major League Baseball and certainly of the greatest players in history. Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. You got Henry ahead of my Duke and Willie and Mick. Why?
Well, they were just a song. Hank Aaron was a real guy. Hank Aaron led everybody in everything. I mean, most total bases, most extra base hits, most runs batted in, most home runs hit without benefit of steroids. Shall we go on?
But let me say this. You mentioned the fact that they're in New York, and of course, that makes a major difference.
Yes.
But he played right field. They played center. Doesn't that make a difference, too?
A little bit. Not really. I mean, Hank Aaron is a versatile guy, too. One year in his team needed him, he played 27 games at second base. So he was a versatile guy, too.
Sounds like Mookie.
The Mookie Betts of that era. Billy Bruton, of course, was a fine center fielder, I understand. And Hank had the fine arm, so he was in right field. Artie, take over with Dan Schlossberg.
Well, Dan, one of the things I've always loved about Henry Hammer and Hank Aaron was as a kid growing up, I got to watch him tie the Bambino and beat the Bambino. And what was the special thing that Henry had with Al Downing? It seems like he owned Al Downing for many, many years. I actually went to a game in Dodger Stadium in the early 70s where Henry hit three home runs off of the gentleman Al Downing. And, I mean, we all know how great Hank Aaron was with those wrists forged by carrying ice blocks up the tenement stairs in Mobile, Alabama, and all that. But it just amazes me that he had this terror on Al Downing.
Al Downing was a left-handed pitcher. Hank was a right-handed batter. That helped. But if you look at the career records, he had 17 home runs against Don Drysdale, and he batted 362 against Sandy Koufax. That's not too shabby either.
No.
You know, in this book, Dan, you mentioned the fact that when Koufax first came up, Henry had a single and then a double and then a home run. And Sandy and him started kidding one another as Hank was, I think, stopping at second base. Talk about that. You just indicated that, yeah, he could hit Sandy Koufax.
Oh, very much so. I wouldn't say he owned the guy, but his lifetime batting average, Fred, was 305 against Koufax, 362 against Steve Carlton, 342. So 17 home runs against Don Drysdale, the most he hit against any one pitcher. Just incredible. But I also think back to 1959, Harvey Haddock's perfect game. Hank Aaron put a very nice asterisk at the end of that game with his bad base running. Should I tell our listeners or viewers? All right, 13th inning. It's still a perfect game. Felix Mantilla is safe on Don Oak's throwing error. Man on first. Eddie Matthews is the next batter. He bunts and it's a sacrifice bunt. We don't do that anymore, but he bunted him to second base. Then they walked Hank Aaron intentionally. And then Joe Adcock hit the ball over the fence for what should have been a three-run homer. But Aaron, as he got to second base and just rounded second, sees the ball go over the wall and decides the game is over. He goes right to the dugout. No. And Adcock, with his head down in his home run trot, he passed Aaron on the bases and was ruled out. Final score was 1-0, not 3-0.
You know, Mark Mancini, you're on with Dan Schlossberg, home run king, of course, the 50th anniversary in April 8th of the 715th home run. Mark, take it away.
You know, I loved Hank Aaron, but the one thing I scratched my head on, and I know he dominated that Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, but when you look at, and I'll bring my idol into this, Willie Stargell. We talked about this in the pre-chat. I'll throw in a couple Phillies and Schmidt and Lozinski. Those three guys kind of dominated across Major League Baseball with some moonshots that still live in today's cities. Yeah, I know the ballparks have changed, but they've. I don't remember Hank Aaron ever having that kind of, like, with the Lozinskis, the Schmidts, and the Stargells, where they had them kind of moonshots. And I remember in Atlanta. Now, I remember in Atlanta he had them, but I don't remember the moonshots in some of these other cities, because Stargell dominated two in Dodger Stadium, Philadelphia, St. Louis, and some of these other guys dominated. Are you kind of surprised that Aaron didn't have some of these where the legacy lived in some of these cities as far as those shots?
Actually, remember a Mets pitcher named Jay Hook? In 1962, Hank Aaron hit the ball into the center field bleachers of the Polo Grounds 470 feet with the bases loaded against Jay Hook. So you can't tell me he didn't have any moonshots, because he did.
Talking of Dan Schlossberg, home run king, the remarkable record of Hank Aaron, pick it up at major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. Hank was more than just a player. How many letters did he get when he was getting near that 714, Mark? And what did he mean to the movement, the positive movement that we had, if we've had any, in this country?
In 1973, he got 930,000 pieces of mail, and the post office gave him a plaque and said, "You got more mail than any civilian who was not a politician." Now, not all of that was hate mail, but a good chunk of it was hate mail. And Hank would throw the hate mail on the floor in front of his locker so that the other black guys on the Braves could read it if they wanted to. And that's how Dusty Baker and Ralph Garr and some of the others learned about what was going on, because Hank never talked about it. He just turned the other cheek and absorbed everything. He just never talked about it. I don't know how he kept it in.
Was he a deeply religious guy, Dan?
Yes, he was. He started out as a Baptist, was a Catholic for a while, and then went back to Baptist again.
Now, how about when...
His baseball journey started in Milwaukee and then went to Atlanta and then back to Milwaukee.
Amazing.
What was the thing between him and Barry Bonds when Bonds was trying to challenge for the record? There was no acceptance on his part to pass that record with Barry, Gass, and Hank? Was that...
The relationship was icy, to be kind. Hank Aaron had no real respect for Barry Bonds. In fact, he probably just looked at the record. If you look at that year that Barry hit 73 home runs, that was the only year in his career he had as many as 50 home runs. And something tells me that's just not right.
You know, Dan, when Barry got to 755, I was doing radio, and I said on the air, you know, Barry can make up for a lot of his things that he's done in the past and make up with a lot of baseball people by stopping right there at 755. But Barry being Barry went on to 762. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, I think the other voters for the Hall of Fame agreed with me, because they never voted for Barry Bonds, never gave him the 75% he needed to get into the Hall of Fame, despite his seven MVP awards and all his gold gloves and all his 30-30 seasons. Hank Aaron was Mr. Consistency, and he was a clean player. And that got him to the Baseball Hall of Fame and got him all kinds of success. In fact, he was an All-Star 25 times. That's a major league record. And 21 years in a row, another major league record. Every year.
That's when they played a couple All-Star games for a couple of those years. They played two All-Star games.
Yes, that's why he made 25 All-Star teams in 23 years. There were two All-Star games, four different years.
Dan, you know everything about him. I got one question, and Fred and I have talked about this on our trivia segment. Did he ever hit 50 home runs?
No, his high was 47.
Okay, there you go.
Well, let me ask you, when they compare, Dan, the guys of today, and I know the game has changed, and when I look at baseball, I look at the 70s as one of the best decades ever, because you had 8-9 teams that could have won the World Series back then, maybe even 10. But you know, they put Ohtani up there probably as the best ever now. You start to hear this. What would these other guys do in the era today? The Aarons, the Stargells, the Lozinskis, the Schmidts, the list can go on and on. You can even throw, you know, Jackie Robinson in. I mean, you could see baseball bringing back the stolen base with Ellie De La Cruz now trying to get to 100. How would these guys today fit into the Aaron and all these other decades?
I don't think that the bat flips that we see today would be used by the old-time guys. Aaron was a modest, humble, almost introverted guy. He was kind of like the polar opposite of Willie Mays, who was charismatic and flamboyant. Hank Aaron was low-key, turned the other cheek, put up with all kinds of segregation, epithets. He went through much of the same stuff that Jackie Robinson went through because even as a minor leaguer, he integrated the all-white Sally League in Jacksonville. Mm. And he had a really, really hard time. But as a boy, he had to hide under the bed one day because the KKK marched down the street in front of his house.
Wow.
So he put up with an awful lot. Then later on, as he approached Babe Ruth's record, he had death threats against his family.
Yeah.
In fact, when you see the video of April 8th, 1974, you see Aaron's parents, you see his wife, you don't see any of his kids because they were in Jacksonville with their biological mother because of the death threats against them.
Dan, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Artie.
I just wanted to ask a question regarding Tommy Aaron, who was a heck of a baseball player, his brother. And, yeah. Is Tommy still with us?
Tommy passed away of leukemia at age 45, or he would have been the first black manager. He had managed as high as AAA and was doing very well, but he died of leukemia very young.
The book is Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron, written, of course, by our guest, Dan Schlossberg. Sports Publishing published it, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Dan, how many books have you written?
Well, I'm working on 41 or 42, so the answer is 40. And two to go.
All right. Let me throw you this question. You write about in the book Home Run King, Hank was really big on Cooperstown. When he went there, he just loved it. And they finally have put up the tribute to him. Talk about that.
Right. You mentioned that, Fred, because just yesterday, the Baseball Hall of Fame unveiled a statue of Hank Aaron in his honor. This is only the third statue of a player in the Hall of Fame. They previously had Babe Ruth and Ted Williams in the Hall of Fame gallery. The Hank Aaron statue is at the base of the grand staircase. So it stands alone as Hank Aaron stood alone, in my estimation. But he did love Cooperstown. He donated his entire personal collection of memorabilia and artifacts to the Hall of Fame.
Hey, Dan, awesome. I was going to ask you, you know, with all the greats that have come out of Atlanta and you know, this thing happened in 74, I know the Braves have got that City Connect thing, but don't you think, you know, they should wear them old outfits with the feathers on the sleeves? You know, bring those back.
Those old double-A uniforms were great.
I'm glad you brought it up, actually, because the City Connect uniforms are designed to look like the 1974 uniforms the Braves wore.
Yeah.
The reason those uniforms were heavily blue were because Hank Aaron did not like the color red. He requested to break the record wearing blue.
I love it.
Dan, before we go, you've been a Braves fan forever. Orioles, Braves, Dodgers, the best three teams in baseball. Agree or disagree?
Who?
Agree with hesitation. The Phillies are doing awfully well. Rangers, yeah. Suarez is 9-0. Give me a break.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, hey, real fast, on that note, what he just brought up, you know, if you looked at the Phillies and the Dodgers, and, you know, people say I might have a running feud with those guys, but when you break those two teams, I think the Phillies bring in players that fit their city. It's a lunch pail mentality, somebody that can go eat a Geno's or a Pat's.
You mean guys that hit 50 home runs but bat 204?
Well, here's the thing, and I don't have time. But when you look at the Dodgers, I think they try to mishmash and just try to win championships by putting guys together. But the Phillies do something that's quite different. They bring in guys to fit their city. I mean, I can see any one of these guys sitting with two, three guys eating Chinos or Pat's cheesesteaks. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, Nick Castellanos, very definitely. You're right. You are right.
Dan Schlossberg, thank you so much for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
That was awesome.
The book, Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron, major bookstores everywhere. And Dan, we'll be talking to you soon because I know you're going to be coming out with a book within the next few months. Thank you very much, Danny.
That was a great Memorial Day weekend.
Dan's great. Your dream was out.
More on Sports Overnight America.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Dan Schlossberg, Home Run King, The Remarkable Record of Hank Aaron. Major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. It's a book. If you're a baseball junkie like we are, you got to pick it up. Home Run King by Dan Schlossberg. All right, last couple minutes. LeBron says he's got nothing to do with the picking the next Laker coach. Mark, you agree or disagree?
I got some land I'm going to sell you in Woodland Hills for about 10 bucks. You know, come on. I mean, are we supposed to really believe this? The problem with the NBA today is these guys got so much say on who they want and everything. You know, look at Mike Budenholzer that got canned by Milwaukee. They should have never let him go. They've gone through two coaches, and now Budenholzer's got a great deal in Phoenix. So, unbelievable.
I guess one guy's trash is another guy's, bounty.
So what do you think, Artie? LeBron's got nothing to say to Jeannie?
Yeah, well, that's the first time he's had nothing to say in a long time, in my opinion. But, you know, I got to tell you one thing, Fred. I think the Lakers need to go backwards. I think they need to go back. I was listening to Byron Scott on Dan Patrick the other day.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, Byron Scott still makes a heck of a lot of sense. He seems like he's involved with the game at a very high level still. Maybe this would be a way for the Lakers to regenerate, you know, the old fans, the young fans, the fans that, you know, like
hire Byron Scott. Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. I think Byron Scott might be the guy that could be the answer to a lot of their problems.
All right. In 30 seconds, very quickly, they said now, according to USA Today and other sports publications, that Bronny James will be a second round pick. If his last name was not James, Artie, would he be a second round draft pick in your opinion?
I think he'd still be playing in college where he should be, developing his game. But his father wants to play with him, and so they've kind of pushed this process a little quicker. What are your thoughts, Marky?
Well, it's the old saying my dad used to say, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
So your dad is 100% correct. We know Mario. Mario, thank you for putting the show together.
Thank God we know Mario.
I'm Fred. Thank you, Dan Schlossberg. Back with more all night long on Sports Overnight America.